SRN News. I'm Tayshia Stevens. Dublin, Ireland was on fire earlier tonight after riots broke out in response to the stabbing of three children and one adult. A woman thought to be in her 30s was seriously injured after she ran to the aid of a five-year-old girl being attacked by a man in his 50s. Sources told Irish National Press that her actions may have saved the two other children, ages 5 and 6, from serious harm. Following reports that the attacker was an Algerian immigrant, Dublin residents took to the streets in protest. Crime has skyrocketed in the past 5 years in Ireland following the massive influx of male immigrants. Rapes have skyrocketed as well. A ceasefire between Israel and terror group Hamas in Gaza is set to take effect today.
The ceasefire should pave the way later in the day for the first release of hostages, 13 women and children. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu had this to say on Thursday to Britain's foreign minister.
We hope to get this first tranche out, and then we're committed to getting everyone out, but we'll continue with our war aims, namely to eradicate Hamas.
The deal also calls for the release of an unspecified number of Palestinians imprisoned by Israel and for more aid to be allowed into Gaza. I'm Ben Thomas.
Also at SRNNews.com, electric vehicle sales in the U.S. are up, but they lag behind.
For the first time, more than 1 million EVs are expected to be sold in the U.S. in one calendar year. Atlas Public Policy says that will account for 9% of all passenger vehicles. Despite those record numbers, foreign countries are selling many more electric and plug-in hybrid vehicles than the U.S. EVs reached 33% of sales in China, 35% in Germany, and 90% in Norway for the first 6 months of 2023. Greg Clugston reporting.
This is SRN News. A religious freedom battle in Vermont, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
The state is barring Mid-Vermont Christian School from a tuition program in all sports leagues because the school will not abandon its biblical stance on issues such as homosexuality and transgenderism. Mid-Vermont has filed suit with the help of Alliance Defending Freedom, whose senior counsel Ryan Tucker says, quote, Vermont has an infamous record of discriminating against religious schools and families. This is just the latest example. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A man accused of firebombing the offices of a Wisconsin pro-life group agrees to plead guilty to a federal charge of damaging property with explosives. Investigators say the man threw two Molotov cocktails into the Madison office of Wisconsin Family Action in May 2022. No one was in the building at the time. It was one of several attacks on pro-life installations. This is SRN News. Hawaii wildfire survivors are very upset. John Scott explains.
The survivors in Lahaina are vowing to camp out on a popular resort beach until the mayor shuts down unpermitted vacation rentals and turns them into housing for those in need. They're focusing on 2,500 vacation rental properties that don't have the normal county permits to allow rentals of less than 30 days at a time. A county exemption has until now allowed the property owners to rent the units out short-term to vacationers. The fire survivors want the mayor to use his emergency powers to suspend the exemption. Maui Mayor Richard Bisson says he's considering all options. John Scott report.
A spike in air travel numbers this Thanksgiving holiday could be record-breaking. The TSA says nearly 3 million people are expected to fly Sunday. That would be the most passengers to pass through the nation's airports in a single day, beating out the record set earlier this year on June 30th. More details at SRNNews.com.